gradually, systematically. What becomes pride in a person is something that is unchecked. It's something that you are not paying attention to. It's what degenerates into pride. So, pride can be controlled. Pride can be curtailed. The root of pride can be destroyed if you allow the Spirit of God to rule in your life. Amen?
Welcome to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Taiwo, encouraging people to faithfully serve God and motivating them to live fulfilled lives on earth. Get James Taiwo's books and subscribe to his articles at jamestaiwo.com. That's James, T-A-I-W-O.com.
The topic we are discussing this morning is pride versus humility. Let us say pride versus humility.
Pride versus humility.
So when we discuss everything about pride, you know that the opposite is humility. Okay? And when we discuss everything about humility, the opposite is pride. Pride and humility, they don't follow the same direction. While one is up, another one is down. I will give a little disclaimer. When we discuss a topic like this, that is when something triggers in us. We don't see ourselves as object. Guess what we think about? We think about maybe it's him. That is the nature of human being. When we are talking about something that doesn't come positively towards us, we divert it to somebody else. So the message of today is about you. Okay? And it is not sent directly to put you on the spot or me on the spot, because this topic applies to every one of us. It is for the name of God to be glorified in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
So when they talk about pride, everything about pride is wrong. Everything about pride is not good. I'm not talking about literary English, because I'm proud of you. You know, we can also use that in a positive term, right? I'm proud of you, something positive. But when we say pride, we know what it means. Okay? Something negative. And everything about pride is wrong. And the origin of pride comes from Satan, the king of hellfire. Pride originated from devil. And how did it start? Let's go to Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah chapter 14 verse 12. Let us read together. How you are falling from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest side of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depth of the pit. This is the secret of devil's downfall. All the trouble we have on earth today is as a result of this place that we read. Okay? One day, he was a good guy in heaven. He was one of the angels. Like you mentioned, Angel Gabriel, Angel Michael. So, they mentioned his name also, Angel Lucifer. Okay? There was a very important icon in heaven. Just like Gabriel, when God wants to send a good herald, God, guess who God will send? He will send Gabriel. Like he went to visit Mary, right? And said, you give birth to a boy called Jesus. That is the type of message. When God has a good message, he sent Gabriel. When God wants to fight, God sent who? He sent Michael. When God needs nice worship, who does God send? He called Lucifer, the one that becomes devil today. So, everybody has a special assignment, so Lucifer has a special assignment. Lucifer was one of those people, when you are mentioning people that are closest to God, devil was one of them. Okay? But one day, this guy just woke up. He said, I have a lot of influence. If me and God are supposed to cast votes today, I think I'm more popular because more angels like me more than this guy that called himself God. And as a matter of fact, that little thought, he sat on it, he developed it, he researched on it, he started to work on it, and he started to speak to the angels in heaven one by one. One by one. Do you know how many angels are in heaven? Bible described them in thousands and millions. And Bible said that Lucifer was able to win 2/3 of the angels in heaven. That is, if you count 100, devil was able to win 75 over 100. And his ultimate goal was that he will be at the farthest place of the north. He will be above everybody, including the one that called himself God. So that is all about pride. That's how pride started. But if you were paying attention at that place that we read, Isaiah chapter 14, okay? When we start reading from verse 12, when we got to verse 13, I want you to pay special attention because I will read again. And you will tell me something that is common about these three verses that we read. Isaiah 14, 13 to 15. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heavens. I will extol my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation, on the farthest side of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. Tell me something about those places I've read. What is unique about those three verses? Please, let's talk.
Hi.
Please clap for Pastor Adebi. Pastor, you also say something. Let's clap for the one that we heard our voice. I mean, please, now, tell me how many times I was mentioned.
Five times.
Three verses, I was mentioned five times. That is what always called cause pride. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May we not be victim of pride in Jesus' name.
Amen.
This guy that was one of the most prestigious angels in heaven lost his beautiful throne as a result of the word high. He lost. And he's so sad that the kind of loss that he suffered is irreparable. In the sense that it cannot be repaired. The damage is done, final. Unlike human beings, when we make mistakes, God gives us room for repentance and forgiveness. Lucifer never had that chance to repent. God did not give him chance to repent. And God did not give him chance to receive forgiveness because of the word I. But what we learn from this is that a man or a woman, a child of God that lays so much emphasis on the word high, is a proud person. Amen?
Amen.
What we learn is that as Christians, as children of the Lord, our emphasis must not be laid on high. It must be laid on Him. Somebody say Him.
Him.
Him, H-I-M. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every child of God must always see himself in Him, in God, in Christ Jesus, in the one that rules, in the one that reigns, in the one that let things happen, in the one that solve problems, in the one that we promote, in the one that we bless. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So we, children of the Lord, I'm not talking about people in the world. I'm talking about we, children of the Lord. Let's go into what we should be. Let us be what God wants us to be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Satan is an example of pride in the Bible. Jesus is an example of humility in the Bible. When we go to the book of Revelation, okay, after the downfall of Satan, That place I asked them to open the other time, Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. You know how devil fall, right? After you read that place that we have read, Isaiah 14, 12. Let's finish that aspect by going to Revelation chapter 12. Okay? Revelation chapter 12. We are going to read verse 7 together. We are waiting for each other, okay? Revelation 12, 7. Let's go. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. Let's read the 11 together. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the dead. Amen. So that's the completion of the first part I mentioned. When Satan lost his place in heaven, when his dream did not come true, okay, they beat him. He fell flat. Even though he relied on 75% of angels in heaven, the remaining 25%, because the Spirit of God was in them. Nobody can beat God. If the Spirit of God is living in you, nobody will be able to prevail over you.
Hallelujah.
They may try, but they will never win you. So those 25% that had the Spirit of God, they beat the devil flat.
Which is 75.
With the beat 75.
Hallelujah.
That is the power of God, because he that lives in us is more than he that lives in the world.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So now, talking about the subject of pride. Pride does not come overnight. Pride comes gradually, systematically. What becomes pride in a person is something that is unchecked. Something that you are not paying attention to is what degenerates into pride. So, pride can be controlled. Pride can be curtailed. The root of pride can be destroyed if you allow the Spirit of God to rule in your life. Amen?
Amen.
Tell me somebody that is not proud. I will tell you you are a liar. Right? Every human being has the element, this little element of pride in him or her. Only one that allows the Spirit of God to rule him is the one that prevails.
I hear you, sir.
Amen?
Amen.
So the one comes to us this morning is not talking to him. It's not talking to her. It's talking to you. We all have to deal with this thing called pride. And we know the consequence is always destructive. A person that lays so much emphasis on I cannot be able to see other people in their situation. Cannot be able to minister to other people. Cannot be able to serve God effectively. Cannot be able to pursue his dream. All you are thinking about is I. Why? He said that to me. Why did he look like that? I feel like I have this. I feel like I have that. I don't like the red color. I like green. It's all about her. God is not glorified in her. Amen?
Amen.
Let's fast forward. There are some things that we Christians don't get right sometimes. Okay? Or generally people, we misinterpret what pride is. That a person has limitation, has weakness in his life does not mean he's prideful. Let me say this in a different way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Take for example, somebody that has inferiority complex, okay? The person will be fighting for himself. That does not mean he's proud. It's as a result of complexity he has. Somebody that had on the record of abuse, okay? He had poor upbringing. Maybe they mishandled him when he was young. And he has this sentiment in him that everybody will always abuse him. Okay? And as a result of that, start to react some way or the other, which may come across to you as pride, may not necessarily mean that person is proud. Are you getting it?
Yeah.
So it's not about being judgmental on someone. It's about you focusing on yourself. Amen?
Amen.
So that you have a weakness or I have a weakness may still not mean that I'm proud or you are proud. We just have to work on our weaknesses to become a better person. Okay? And let me tell you, the person that is proud is someone that knows something is wrong and continue to capitalize on what is wrong. You don't want to accept that you are wrong. You don't want to see things in other people's eyes. Then that is when you need to check yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So humility is a virtue. Somebody say humility is a virtue.
Humility.
There are some people that are naturally humble.
Yes.
Thank God for their lives. And we know many people that struggle with that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there are some people that generally they find it, like, I know someone that find it very hard to call her husband by name, by first name. Okay? Thank God for your life. So we all have, some people, God gives them that grace. But there are some people that they need to just pay attention to that aspect of their lives. We are not born from the same parents. We don't have the same upbringing. But we are going through to the same destination. That is why we have to work on ourselves. Like I said, it is not about you comparing yourself with someone. The grace that someone has, you may not have it. But you still have to work on yourself to comply with the standard of God.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
This message will continue shortly. Let me quickly remind you to subscribe to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Tywell on iTunes and other outlets. Remember to review and rate us very high in the store. Visit jamestywell.com to subscribe for free articles and download books. Continue to enjoy the message.
So, don't think about, don't be calling people, don't label people and say they are proud. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You might even become arrogant. You might be the one that is proud by coming to that junction. So all you need is work on yourself. And we're not saying that you don't come across situations like that. But what we are saying is that that should not be your focus. Amen.
Amen.
Now, having lost the position in heaven, then humility rose and prevailed over the pride of Satan. I said that Jesus Christ is an example of humility. Why Satan is an example
of pride?
How come? You have read the account in the book of Revelation when God invited all the hosts of heaven and called them into dialogue and said, come, who shall I send to save my people from this destruction? And the Bible said there was so much silence in heaven that this, you can hear a pin drop. Those, even the one that beat Satan, the big one, Archangel Michael, is zip up. Because he knew he's coming to come and deal with somebody like you on earth. He said, me? Face me, Brown? No way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know they are angelic being, right? They know what is ahead. God gives them that grace. So there was so much silence in heaven. Michael, Gabriel said, when that person is ready, God, you know I'm the one you will send, right? I have the good news. But when the person that will go, love you, that day I pass it. Nobody, except Jesus Christ said, send me. Okay? Humility. And you know who Jesus is? Right in heaven is the second in Trinity in heaven. He is the man that made, is the heartbeat of God.
That's right.
Alright? He is the face of God. Alright? Then he said, God, I will go. He's supposed to be the one. Michael, you have no choice, you have to go. But he did not do that. He said, God, send me. That is why Jesus Christ said, he that will be the first shall be the last. He said, he, who is it that want to be the great among you? He has to be the least. And this great Son of God came and he demonstrated it all the way through. He did it to the extent of washing the feet of his disciples. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ demonstrated humility. And we children of the Lord, who should we emulate? Who should we emulate?
Jesus.
Who should we read about?
Jesus.
Who should we think about?
Jesus.
Who should we talk about?
Jesus.
Who should we pray through him to God?
Jesus.
Through Jesus. He's our good example. He's our perfect example. He is the one that will make us to reach God in heaven. No prideful man or woman will see the face of God. The Bible says, God bow for the humble. Okay?
Yes.
You may not understand that English. Then this one will understand. God respect the humble. But what did the Bible say about proud? He looked at a proud man afar off. That is, he said, huh? He moved a little bit more. My each father, our father. Because he could not deal with pride. Nobody that lives in pride, entertains pride, will see the face of God. Amen. Should I say it again?
Yes.
There is no one that capitalizes on the one high that will see the face of God. Because it's not the style of God. So we must work upon ourselves and pray daily, watch daily, and check ourselves, assess ourselves in any area that we need to evaluate ourselves properly to align with the will of God. So that at the end of the day, we will not be disappointed in the presence of God. Pray, God, give me the spirit of humility. When that little head down in you want to come out, okay? When that little local person wants to come out of you, then let the real Jesus come out of you. Amen.
Amen.
How did Jesus demonstrate humility? Let us open to Philippians chapter 2. Let's read from verse 8. Philippians chapter 2, verse 8. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. Even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and gave him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. You got it? Because Jesus humbled himself, God gave him the highest honor that anybody can ever have. You know, sir, every mouth must confess Jesus as Lord. And what lesson do we take from this? Pride leads to destruction. Humility leads to
promotion.
You want God to promote you? Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So if I have to ask you this morning, what is humility? Somebody. What is humility? Somebody tell me.
Being respectful.
Being respectful,
I think it's scripturally.
You
that as a believer, I think we should not always
bring ourselves high, you know, before everybody, that we should not be counting ourselves more important than the rest of the people. And that's exactly what humility means there. And say we want to expand it, but we should not be thinking of ourselves more higher than others.
Wonderful.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Yes?
In my own words, being humility is to bring yourself down low to meet other people's level of standards. So in that way, you not judging them. You when they see you bring yourself low, that means that you're with them. In a form of way, you're with them, you're not above them. You bring yourself down to media level with them.
Like for example, you have PhD, and you find yourself in a group of people that only have high school diploma. All right? You are supposed to relate with them, with their level. Not that you feel like, me and you, we don't belong. The Bible said, verse 7, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant, and coming in likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. In one of these areas, as a part they said, he did not consider inequality with God. He did not consider it equality with God. He didn't say, this is the first in Trinity and the second in Trinity. We are the same. Now, me and my father, we are one. You know, he preached that on a different ground. But based on what we are talking about here, he said, he is the one that sent me. And he reduced himself to zero so that God can take all the glory. And as a result of that, God honored him. God gave him the highest honor that every knee must bow because of him. Every mouth, no prayer will be answered except you mention the name of Jesus Christ. So what are we saying? You want God to promote you? You want God to bless you? You want God to do great things in your life? You want God to take you further beyond your dream? Be somebody that is humble. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is not about physical appearance. Alright? That was a low modesty. It's not only in terms of appearance. Where I came from, there are some set of people that they believe they have to dress some way. Because they want to demonstrate humility. Okay? They don't put on some things on themselves because they want to demonstrate humility. That's not what I'm talking about. Humility, you can dress as sharply as you can and have so much pride in your life. You can be elegant and you can be humble at the same time.
I hear you, sir.
So it's a thing of the mind. It's what you nurse in your mind. It is what you practice. It is how you perceive other people in your mind. How you relate with other people in your mind. How you handle other people. Hallelujah!
Amen.
If you think like you are better than someone else, that is an element of pride right there. Mm-hmm. Or you try to belittle,
yes,
to bring people down. That means you are trying to force yourself as more superior. That is pride also. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it is you that needs to work on yourself. I mentioned something the other time. I said every human being has the element of pride in him or her. You know why? Because you are an Adamic person. You have the nature of Adam in you. You are not in heaven yet. You are not an angel yet. You still have this body on you. You still have the situations of life around you. You will need to fight consciously that you will not be a proud person. Hallelujah!
Amen.
You will need to consciously work on it day in, day out. Be praying about it. When that little animal want to come out, he said, no. I am now a new person in Christ Jesus. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is living in me. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
When you could have fought, all right? When you could have fought in a situation, you said, no, it's not worth it because the Spirit of Christ is living in me. It is no, you don't need to prove any point. I'm not saying don't stand up for yourself. Okay? You need to stand up for yourself in some situations.
Yeah.
But when we're talking about pride, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Don't mix it. Learn humility from Jesus. Okay? Maybe I'll just narrate the story of Nebuchadnezzar in the Bible. Okay? We've talked about Satan, we've talked about Jesus, but let's talk about man. Okay? Satan is a celestial being. Jesus is a celestial being. Nebuchadnezzar is a terrestrial being, like you and me. In the book of Daniel chapter 4, God exposed some secrets to man called Nebuchadnezzar. He had a dream and he did not understand the dream. So, he called for people, he looked everywhere for an interpreter. Somebody to tell him the meaning of the dream, he couldn't find anybody. But God sent Daniel onto his path, so he reached Daniel. He told him the dream he had. And then they told him the interpretation. And this is all about the dream. The man saw one big tree that was tall, had big, plenty of leaves, and big branches, birds of the air, they come and nest on it. The animals, they came to get some shadow under it. It looks like this tree is so important. And he had a voice that just said, cut down that tree. For a specific time. So Daniel interpreted that tree you saw, you King Nebuchadnezzar, you are that tree that God you saw. God will take you out of your position because of pride. Hallelujah. Something that still bothers me every time I read this place is that the Bible said at exactly 12 months after that time, exactly 1 year after he had that translation, interpretation of the dream, Nebuchadnezzar was walking in his palace. He saw the beautiful city that he had built for himself. And he said, look at this beautiful city, all this great achievement that I have had by my power, by my strength, by my imaginations, by my philosophy. And all of a sudden, he had a voice from heaven. Daniel, you are the one that they said you will leave your throne. And immediately he became an animal. He went into the bush and lived in the bush for 7 years. Until he realized that he was nobody. Then God brought him back. God kept in position for him. God brought him back. 7 years after, he became a king. Again. Pride will remove anybody from his position. This man, God gave him the grace. At least he got his position back. God preserved his throne. For 7 years, nobody became a king. They just realized it was no more. And everybody got confused. They didn't see the need to go and appoint another king. Because God confused them. But don't think everybody will have that type of grace for 7 years. I want you to search yourself. In what area of my life am I capitalizing on self? In what area of my life am I disobeying God? Am I worshipping my career? Am I worshipping my family? In what area am I worshipping my self-esteem, my prestige, my title, my honor? In what is it that is so important in my life? Check it out. That is the source of your pride. And start to pray and say, God, I want you to break me down and remake me, remold me. Don't let pride make me lose my earthly position. Don't let pride make me to lose my heavenly position. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Please bow down your heads and pray to God. Who among us want to receive this grace as I want to pray? I want you to stretch your hands, your grace. You need grace. I need this grace. God, in the name of Jesus,
amen.
Give us the grace.
Amen.
Nobody is strong. Nobody. Father, we are praying for grace. The grace to be humble. Father, give it to us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, Father, the grace of learning, the grace of understanding, what learning walking before you in humility. Lord, give to us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we want humility, we don't want pride. In any area of our life, we have pride. We are fighting with pride. We are crossing pride. Secretly, we pray that you will break our pride in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Give us the spirit of humility.
Amen.
Don't let us think we are better than anybody.
Amen.
Help us to respect people.
Amen.
Help us to put other people in our shoe.
Amen.
Help us to be considerate.
Amen.
Help us to reduce ourselves so that you can increase us.
Amen.
Let us be good examples of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. We receive by grace in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen. Amen.
Hope you enjoyed this message by James Taiwo. Subscribe to this podcast to stay informed of every new episode. Trumpet Media is the media arm of World Outreach Evangelical Ministry. If you live in New York City area, consider to join our worship service on Sunday at 10 a.m. We are located at 3721 Rockaway Beach Boulevard, Far Rockaway, New York 11691. Learn more about us at woem.org.